Dope days,
chill nights,
good company, and mellow vibes. You are listening to Out of the Booth podcast, a weekly Kenyan podcast dedicated to the finest Kenyan music and select gems from across Africa.
Hi, hello, how you doing? What's good? What's poppin'? I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody's feeling good about themselves. Everyone is feeling, what's the word? Positive? Yes, yes. Welcome, Karibu Sana, to another episode of Out the Booth podcast. It is I, your host, the one and only, Mr. Yellow Mellow Fellow. Or you can call me Eugene. Just depends on how close you get. Today, I have an interesting episode for you. Well, the level of interest depends on your attention span, if I may say so. So, let's get into it. For most of us music lovers, we like to brag about how many genres and artists we enjoy and listen to. We revel in discovery of new sounds and styles from unique, popular, and even obscure artists from all over the world. The simple act of coming across a song so good with so few views, or one we haven't had before, gives us a rush. But have you ever wondered what actually makes you enjoy the song? At times, it's the musician's voice or the beat selection. Other times, we find a cover to a song we have long since forgotten and fall in love with it like it's the first time. The reason I'm making this episode is influenced by something different. Having been doom scrolling longer than I should, I came across a great point. To paraphrase it, a great song can also make a great conversation. I'll let you sit with that one for a minute. Ask any music or entertainment journalist why they love a certain song, and almost all will have their reasons. Some are fans who will love and defend a certain artist tooth and nail because in their eyes, they cannot do any wrong. Others will tell you it is all about the production quality of a song and how well the artist understood what the beat was meant to convey. Most, and this includes the audience, will say it's all about songwriting. Now let's stick with this point for context purposes. Songwriting has long been a huge part of making great music. That's why people like Neo, Bruno Mars, Zinia Manase, Ben Soul, and Bien are highly sought after and revered in their respective industries. They understand how to pull on our heartstrings and weave melodies onto them. They understood that it is more than making a catchy hook for marketability, rather it is about subject matter. So when you listen to songs such as Zinia's debut track Niambie, or Bien and Viri's Niko Sawa, you get to understand where they're coming from and the direction they're heading. You could almost say they're speaking with you, even if you've never met them. That's why we have favorite artists we have never met before, but almost feel like we know them in and out. That's why the idea of separating the art from the artist exists. Who they are and what they do are, at times, independent. The point that a great song is also a great conversation is based on the fact that if you were to take just the lyrics of a song, any song, would you see it as a conversation being had? Does every other bar make it seem like you could respond with your own opinion? Personally, when I listen to Njerai, it seems like she's asking questions or is looking for answers to questions she has ruminated over. Zaituni Wamboi makes me feel like she's responding to questions from lovers and friends. See, not everyone has this kind of pen. One that not only do you enjoy, but instead it makes you think. It becomes more than just passive listening. You're now actively involved in their thought process and trying to figure out, now why would you say that? We can look at our African heritage and how we have a shared history. As per our cultures, we are communal people, and even the English phrase, man is not an island, tells us all we need to know. It shows that we thrive in community, and one way to keep community alive and grow is through engaging conversations with other people. Whether it is out of curiosity, interest, or simply to break the streak of not saying a word, for those of us who live alone, a simple conversation can make or break a relationship. A conversation can tell you more about the other person than an IQ test or maybe even a psychological test. Now, we also need to acknowledge the difference between a conversation and an interview. When you're having a conversation, you're mirroring each other through mutual understanding and genuine curiosity about their thoughts or rather their opinions. Having had my fair share of interviews and being an avid lover of podcasts, you can always tell most are looking for an opinion of the interviewee, and this makes it seem less natural. I'd say the same applies in music. When you're listening to a song, you can easily tell when the musician is trying to tell a story, share their opinion, or simply express themselves. Often, the expressive song is better received than the other two. Yet, we wonder why heartbreak and love songs stick with us more than the catchy cash grab of a commercially inclined track. Am I saying that we should not listen to these or that we do not need this? Far from it. All this is meant to do is to make a case that if it can be transformed into a conversation, then it will stick more. I'm also on the fence about duets because while they employ the concept of a conversation, they are an expression of kind of two perspectives. A song like Baby It's Cold Outside and Kasikia Vibaya do match the criteria to a certain degree. But, you know, let me skip over that part for this particular episode. Maybe, I'll have a more refined opinion at a later time. Now, in the African context, you remember how storytelling and conversation was used as a way to pass information. Like, you could be talking to an elder, say your grandmother or your grandfather or your uncle and aunt who's steeped in culture, and they'll pass a lesson to you while you just were having a, you know, normal conversation. Or maybe you'd be seated around a fire and you're talking and someone is talking, an elder is talking, and they give a tale about something that happened. But the tale is not exactly about that particular ordeal. It's more of passing a lesson as to why you shouldn't do a certain thing. Think living vicariously through others. That's the kind of context I was trying to give. So, some good examples of, you know, this within the Kenyan music context. Within Kenyan music, we have multiple. No, that downplays it. We have uncountable songs that can easily be converted into a conversation. From commercially inclined ones to self-expressive ones from across all genres and in all languages. And speaking of languages, I believe most, if not all, songs sung in our native tongue are the finest, if not the best example that can be transformed into a great conversation without even trying. So lucky are those who can speak, understand, and articulate themselves in their native tongue. Actually, if you have any recommendations for such songs, I ask of you to recommend them in the comment section under the podcast. Let's get people listening to the musicians you love and have on repeat. As my brother Ondu constantly reminded me, each one, teach one. Here's some songs I could think of from Kenya's illustrious musicians. And one of them, I think I'll just start at the top. One of the songs that I just knew, this one had to be mentioned. And that is Under 18 by Jim Watt. If you recall this one, it's about a guy who is caught red-handed with his hand in a cookie jar that was yet to reach its production date. Or should I say, yet to reach the shelves? I know. I never claimed to be a comedian, but you get the gist. He regales the tale of how he was caught, and let's not forget his other track, Sitoe Kitu Kidogo. If you know, you know. If you don't, please, Google it. You'll find it. It's on YouTube, most definitely. Another good example is Nikopoa by Major. Now, this one needs no much explanation. After moving to Nairobi, Major had his trials and wins, but for some time, the people he left at home had not heard from him. And so, over the phone, he tells the story of how it has all been. This is probably the best example, since most people can relate to this. It's not about homesickness, much as it may seem so. Rather, it just presents a conversation in its finest form. Not forgetting how great of a storyteller Major is. Now, for my final example, is Usitoke Hapo by Flex. Now, for this one, we've all been there. You go to any establishment, in Flex's case, hospital. You see God's finest creation strutting around, and you just have to throw in the chip. So you decide to strike up a conversation. Now, the results may vary. You either charge it to the game or you get the score. Flex gave us such good tips, and I really can't quite recall what happened to him. He seemed to have simply faded as time passed. Oh well. Now, there are many such examples, and as much as I may want to exhaust them, that would take a toll even on my keenest of listeners. But that's why we do podcasts like this, so you can have a new way to experience life, art, and people. A new, simpler, slower way to experience life. A way to notice the beauty in context and enjoy life at its pace. Smiles, not drugs, if you catch my drift. So I'm sure you're asking now, does every song need to be a conversation? But since, you know, you're coming to a conclusion, it's necessary to notice that not all great songs are bound to make a conversation. Some songs are simply meant to be felt and enjoyed for the centers of the brain or the soul that they appeal to. Those that do may be far and in between, but one thing they all share in common is that they stick with us much longer than we realize. We find ourselves unconsciously singing along because of how they made us feel. So the next time you find a song you love, use this as a way to gauge where the love for it comes from. Maybe you had been missing out on something all along. With that said, my name has been Eugene, or you could refer to me as the Yellow Mellow Fellow. You have been listening to episode 102 of Out the Booth podcast. If you're wondering where I've been, just know life had to happen for this fire to create, to come back. But remember to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell another friend, to tell the other friends, you know. Also, don't forget to tell your stories too. Remember, it's hugs, not drugs. Take care of yourselves and each other. And we will meet on the next episode. Peace.